Some of my favorite guests are back in studio this morning. We welcome back Joe, Amy, Joe, and one of their clients, Cheryl Hayes, from Andrews Estate Service. Now, you've heard of Andrews Estate Service. You know the miracles that these folks can help you with. If you're looking to change residence, you're looking to downsize, you're looking to clean out areas, maybe you've had a hoarding situation in the family, you can trust this family to come in and help you work through that and move forward, okay? This is a very, very sensitive subject because we're talking about things that are very, very important to you. And that's why it's only this family from Andrews Estate Service that people allow into the property because they trust you folks. So good morning. It's nice to have you here.
Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Joe and Joe. And Cheryl Hayes, we're welcoming you in today because I understand that you listen to Senior Radio Buffalo on a regular basis. So give us a little background about what happened regarding the situation where you needed an estate service.
Well, in 2007, when my dad passed away, I was left with a fully stocked duplex to clean out. And that was 65 years of accumulation. And it took me a full year to clean it out and then another full year to sell it.
Oh, my.
So 10 years later, when I was caretaker and executor for a dear cousin, I knew I couldn't do that. So after he passed away, I was listening to WBEN, and I heard and started to pay close attention to a commercial for Andrews Estate Service. And what I especially liked and what led me to hire Joe and Amy was the announcer on the commercial, and I'm paraphrasing, when he said, "Oh yes, we not only leave your basement and garage broom cleaned, but we also vacuum clean it too." And then I heard the sound of the vacuum cleaner, and that's what prompted me to give Andrews Estate Service a call.
Wow, that's great. So you started a relationship with them, and they did exactly what they said they could do for you.
Yes, yeah, for sure.
And that's been great. That's been great. So you were happy with their service. What would you tell other people?
Well, from meeting them to the start, to 2 years later becoming friends, I think it has been nothing but pleasurable. And they guided me through a difficult situation and helped me out of a few sticky messes and blips that came across along the way, and handled everything very professionally and with ease for me.
And what kinds of things, Cheryl, could they help you with that did set you at ease?
When we first met, I didn't know what to expect, and they didn't pressure me to sign anything. In fact, I was ready to sign, and they wanted me to take more time. So I did, and then my husband had a lot of questions. We even met again at my cousin's house, and they answered my husband's questions. And then we decided to embark on our journey. And all along the way, always accessible by phone, meeting up if that was what was necessary. So I think I was always at ease with them.
That's great. Now, as they start their work, it's funny because they're going through everything. And you know what? They might find things that you didn't even know were there that still might have been very sentimental and things that you wanted to keep. And I understand that happened in this case.
Well, there was a box in the attic that had probably thousands upon thousands of slide cartridges from my grandparents. These slides went back to the 40s, 50s, 60s.
Oh, wow.
And I would have just tossed them, but as I started to look at them, they had a lot of family memories, which then actually prompted me to have a family gathering, organize over 200 of these slides and made them into DVDs for my family.
I was going to say you can do that now, and what a great service that is to repurpose all these slides that nobody has a slide projector anymore. But yeah, you can turn it into a modern DVD.
It was difficult to find two slide projectors to have them going at the same time to view those slides.
That's great.
If I can follow up on what Cheryl said a little while ago about us not bringing contracts. Again, we're the only company in Western New York. We do not bring a contract with us. That seems to be what I'm hearing from our clients, that other companies that try to do what we do bring contracts with them and try to get people to sign up right away. As I've said many times in past segments, we're the only company in Western New York. I'll actually try to talk them out of hiring us. I'll come up with other solutions where they can try to do it themselves if they have family or friends or what have you. Most of the time they don't. Sometimes they will. You could talk them into it, but more often than not, no. But we will not bring a contract with us to our consultation and evaluation. I never believed in that, and I never will.
Amy, you are such a special part of this organization because you are an organizer, and you look at things and you understand the sentiment that has been lovingly, you know, bestowed on these items. And we know that you make gift baskets from the items gathered from different clients' home. Do you remember what you gathered from, does it say Eddie's home?
Yes.
Cheryl's cousin, Eddie.
Okay, that's Cheryl's cousin. All right.
Yes. He had a lot of eclectic pieces in the house, and one in particular I remember was a bear that was carved out of wood standing by the front door. Obviously, he was too big to bring into a basket, but he had a lot of smaller items, cat-related. He was a cat lover, so we harvested some of those items and put them into a basket, and Cheryl graciously allowed us to donate it to a fundraiser the SPCA was having.
Oh, how wonderful. So, you know, some things do get repurposed, and you feel good about it.
And he would have been very happy because
right.
he was a big animal lover, so that would have made him very happy to know that.
And Amy, you seem to look for things that you can do that with, and you have a lot of wonderful charitable organizations who are happy to have these things.
Oh, definitely. I do remember the bathtub, though. It stands out in my mind. He didn't use the bathtub for general purposes most people use it for. He had a nice big giraffe, a couple of palm trees in the tub. Some fish must have been about 12 inches long.
Wow.
Ceramic fish. Very, very different, but very, very nice.
Yeah. How interesting. That is great.
And just to follow up a little what Amy had mentioned about our friend the bear, I always tell our clients at the consultation evaluation that roughly 50% of our clients make money and the other 50% it costs them to hire us. If I'm not mistaken, in Cheryl's case for her cousin Eddie, they actually made much more than what it cost to hire us.
Fantastic.
Because the fact that Eddie had so many eclectic items.
Oh, fantastic. And I want to give you their number again. We're talking about Andrews Estate Service. Their email address is aes@andrewsestateservice.com or that all-important phone number, 873-7440. Or certainly, just log on to seniorradiobuffalo.com and we can direct you to them. Cheryl, how long did it take Andrews Estate Service to do what they needed to do?
Well, as I recall, it was an extremely frigid Buffalo winter, and Eddie had a very large garage which housed thousands of tools, and I know that took a long time to go through, but all in all, seriously, it was a few months, and what made it perfect was the mobile home was ready to sell by May.
Wow.
And it sold within 5 days. And
wow.
I did not have to do one thing.
Wow. That's phenomenal to look into a space and see all four walls and the floor and the ceiling. And it is vacuum clean. Wow. Amazing.
Right. And also with that, all the tools and all the pieces that were in the garage, you know, that was, you know, again, difficult because of how cold it was.
Oh.
And the garage wasn't heated, but again, we just set up a lot of tables. We went through everything to make sure if there are any pieces that can be sold online. We made sure that we sold the tools to the best avenues, whether it's online or through local buyers or auction houses.
That's fantastic. Cheryl, did you have any concerns about leaving Andrews Estate Service in the home alone?
I never had one concern. In fact, it was wonderful to have activity at the house, otherwise which would be vacant. And also he made it a point to say that they would not be there at the same time every day, which is another comforting thing, because sometimes if somebody's looking to maybe check a home out, they're going to see that there's presence the same time every day.
Right.
So he said we could be there in the evening, we could be there early in the morning, maybe we're there on the weekends. So it was nice to know that there was kind of this constant other presence that was there when otherwise it
would be
vacant.
You know, Cheryl, I bet you learned this too. When you are left with this big job after someone passes away, it almost interferes with your memory of them because you're like, why did you do this to me, right? And Andrew's Estate Service just removed that whole burden from you, and you can go on and think of that person in the best light.
Yeah,
you know.
And also, I think friends have good intentions. Friends would say to me, I'll meet you over there after work. We'll go through some things. But it's just not possible. You couldn't make a dent in it.
No.
And we're busy. We're all kind of in that same age range, my friends and I, and we're going through the same thing with various relatives, mothers, fathers, relatives, friends. And so it's comforting to know that you can almost have that relief of
burden
by...
Yeah, plus I don't know what everything is worth, but you know what these folks do? Because they run into this all the time. The collectibles that Amy will put aside, the collections, you know, the ways that you can move this stuff forward, find a collector who wants this, might be somebody across the country. How would you know that? But you don't have to worry about it, because that's what Andrew's Estate Service does. And once again, Joe, why don't you give us your website and your phone number so people can get in touch with you today?
Yeah, absolutely. You can visit us on the website, AES86.com, or you could start small, give us a call, 716-873-7440.
Okay, that's fantastic. And for some reason, if you're not listening with a pen this morning, just call the Linda line at 324-5222, and we will get you in touch with Andrew's Estate Service.
Andrew's Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrew's Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrew's Estate Service will empty out your house for you.